Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, everybody. Regardless of where you are right now, you are listening to episode 32 of the Player Player Podcast, the show where we try to discuss video games in a way that everyone can enjoy. I'm your host, Joseph Hooper, a.k.a. The Hoop Man, along with my co-host, the Doctor of Love, Arsene Lakpa.
Today, guys, we're really going to be diagnosing you guys with all types of diseases.
Oh, bro.
You can stay in love for the rest of your lives.
Oh, nah, you better keep your diseases to yourself.
Coming to my clinic, I'll give you diseases.
Oh, no.
I'll give you something to worry about.
Dang, somebody called a CDC on this, man. As always, each episode drops right from the stork's mouth every Thursday on all major podcast platforms, bringing you another quality discussion from your two favorite boys. Opening notes, you got any things of consequence to say here before we jump right into our lovey-dovey episode? Oh, you do. What's up?
Yes, I do. It's not, it's not game related, it's not podcast related, but
it's not game related or podcast related. Oh, bro.
But your boy got himself a job offer, bro.
Ooh, you trying to secure the bag?
I secured the bag. I went in for the interview yesterday, and then they came back. They said, "Yeah, you got it."
Oh, okay.
Like, dang, that's crazy.
Okay, clean. Who are we, are we dealing with?
I don't know. I don't know if I should be saying it on the podcast.
Oh, that's fair.
I'll let you know.
Hit me in my DMs.
I'll hit you in the DMs.
Dang, I got insider info out here.
No insider trading. We try to, limit that here on the Player Player Podcast.
If y'all want to know where he got the job offer from, go ahead and give us a like and follow us, and then hit our DMs. We'll go ahead and tell you. No shame.
I'll definitely DM anybody. Just please contact us. Please, we want our viewer engagement, please. Listener engagement up.
Please, bro.
But
dang, congratulations, my guy.
Thank you, man. Thank you. I appreciate it. It's been a long time coming. I'm now ready to finally let senioritis kick in and fail out of college.
Oh, nah. How you doing, LeBron's one and done, or are you still looking?
I am like I have had another interview this morning.
Oh, and okay.
For a different company, and I got an interview on Friday. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to try and, I think, those are probably, I'm just going to try and, finish up these two and then, compare them with what my current offer is and just, work with that rather than, continuing to apply. But,
okay.
But, yeah, trying to stay in the Atlanta area. So, spoiler alert, it is a job in the Atlanta metro. Yeah, it's kind of the Atlanta area, so.
Yeah.
But yeah. Thanks. I'm excited.
Big congrats, my guy. Big congrats.
Thank you.
And equally exciting news, guys. Beat Red Dead and Kingdom Hearts 3.
That is big news.
I beat them both.
Yes. I don't think we can talk about it on this podcast.
No, we're not.
Do we have place? Do we?
Nah, I didn't start the timer, so spoiler alert, this is about to be five minutes longer than usual. We don't really gotta get into it, but I got some hot takes, and we'll get back to this at the end of the year, the February monthly cooldown.
Gotcha.
Or not end of the year, February monthly cooldown, end of the month.
Okay.
I'm gonna retract my statement from one podcast or two podcasts ago. I think it was one podcast ago. I gave Kingdom Hearts a 7 out of 10. We're dropping that down, boy. All right. Hear me out. Because I was talking to Amanda about this. And she was like, give it the rating that you would give it on your rating scale. And my rating scale is 5 is average. I don't like the 7 as average because you're just throwing away all the numbers at the bottom. You're never going to use them.
That's true.
So 5 is average. I'm giving this game a 5.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I just didn't enjoy it as much as I wanted to. The bosses were good. I enjoyed the bosses. But other than that, bro, the story was kind of busted, bro. I can't lie. The Disney levels did not really hit. A Pirates level, I'll give it a 5.5. Pirates was really clean.
Pirates was really good, though.
I mean, it was really good, but...
But
it wasn't like it was like, I mean, I did have to collect those crabs though. The crabs were straight, honestly. It wasn't that bad, but
it wasn't tough. It was just like, bro, I don't want to do this.
Yeah, yeah. But like,
also the story of Pirates, like, I swear I've seen like at least each Pirates movie at least 3 times, and I still don't know what happened.
Nah,
like,
bro, I wasn't even paying attention. I know what happens.
What'd you say?
I wasn't even paying attention to the story. I was just like, ooh, yeah. I like Davy Jones because he got the little tentacle face. I was like, that's kind of cool. And then just driving around the ship, I was like, let's get it. Okay. But yeah, like, okay. All the other worlds, like, I was just like, I want to like this, but these characters do not remind me of their Disney counterparts, even What's though they're now? The same. But
hallway real quick. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. We got a little bit of a technical disturbances.
Technical disturbance? Oh, no.
Not technical. Just noise disturbances from the residents of the floor. So.
Go ahead. Sorry about that. Go ahead on with that smackdown.
Right up? Hell
yeah. Yeah, but yeah, I don't want to stay too long on that, but yeah, just know that it's okay.
We'll discuss.
Yeah, we'll discuss. We're moving on from that, and Red Dead was a nice ending. I did get back into the Red Dead slump that I did not like, where I was like, you know, they got you building houses and shit. And I was like, all right, now I got places to be. But yeah.
You better be in your house.
Other than that, last update, your boy got his first off-white sneakers. And if you don't know what that means, nice. My guy, these are some pretty hype beast sneakers I got here. And I got them both for retail. I got 2 pairs, 2 colors of the same sneaker.
Interesting.
Both for retail. Retail was $170-ish per shoe. I paid $220 for one shoe because I got it from Europe. But the resale on them is like $500 easy. Oh, so I got $1,000 worth of shoes, baby, for like $400 or less, like $380. So we're good. We're dripping. We got a lot. It's almost like owning Bitcoin.
You saw stuff right now.
Yeah. Huh? So I got hella lucky with those, and I'm pretty excited about, dripping on the city of Seattle once the snow goes away. But
yeah, I don't want to let them shoes get wet now.
Nah, bro, I can't be decreasing the value like that. They're like a car, you know, as soon as you step off the lot, it's over. But yeah, anyways,
all the car dealerships.
Speaking of lot, you know what I love a lot? My girlfriend, as well as you. Dang, shout out to Valentine's Day. Shout out to Alexander Valentine, who this holiday is named after.
That was his first name, Alexander?
No, I just made that up, but
I know it's Saint Valentine. Yeah. I don't know what his first name was, but he was a saint.
Honestly, who cares? Because they've commercialized this holiday to smithereens, you know. Is it really about true love anymore? The answer is no. It's about filling those pockets of those Hallmark executives, you know what I'm saying? And that's what this podcast is going to be about. Bringing down the capitalist pigs. No, I'm just kidding. We're gonna talk about playing video games with our girlfriends. That's what this podcast is really about. So I just wanted to talk to you a little bit about your history with video games with your girlfriend. You have a little more rich and worn, I don't know why I use those two adjectives, worn. History. Hey. I don't know why I even said worn, like that, but you've been with your girlfriend for how long?
A year and like 8 months, basically.
Year and 8 months. So that's a year and 8 months worth of video games that she's had to sit through and endure.
Indeed.
While you sit in your little gaming chair. You don't have a gaming chair. You sit in your little chair.
I sit on my bed.
Yep, and play some video games. So tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, so, you know, I guess a little bit about kind of her background. My girlfriend, I love her to death, but she is not a gamer. You know, that's just not her forte.
I'm just kidding.
canceled. Nah, she's got other interests, and you know, there's nothing wrong with that. You know, everybody has to teach their own, right? However, you know, she knows that it is something that's like, you know, important to me. So she will still like come by and, you know, watch me play or like, you know, I guess like, even sometimes I try and get her to play, so she'll, you know, she'll entertain me, at least sometimes, not all the times. You know, sometimes I'm always get I get a little baby like I'm like, why can't we play Super Smash Brothers? And then she's like, bro, please, I don't want to play that dumbass game. But I do appreciate her for all that she does do, all the experiences she does try with me. And so like I guess like kind of like any gamer, even though she's a gamer adjacent, she's got preferences as well.
Yeah, yeah.
She doesn't like it when I'm playing Persona 5.
Damn, that's a classic.
It is a classic, but I kind of feel her. Like, you gotta be in the driver's seat for Persona 5. No, I'm not trying to watch nobody just make decisions and then like play Pokemon.
That's
like,
basically yeah.
So I get where she's coming from with that. So you know, strategy games, even Kingdom Hearts for her was kind of dead. She was just like, bro, girl, what are you doing? And so, you know, we all feeling her. So where she, I guess, like, draws the most, I get what draws her attention the most is the action. She likes the Hollow Knight, her favorite game.
We're on the same page, man.
Exactly. Y'all basically, are you my girlfriend?
Bro, maybe. Baby boy.
Maybe. But yeah, so like games like Hollow Knight, games like even like Cuphead, you know, we played that together. Oh, you know? So, I guess that is kind of like what our history is, really. We just are the action couple, I would say. You know, we don't, I feel like sometimes some people can get into like, you know, games that are actually more couple like, you know, like cutesy type games, but we all about action down here in the Dirty South, I'd say. I feel like she likes some of the cute stuff too, but like, you know, it's mostly action.
Yeah, I feel you.
How about you, Maya?
Yeah, so I haven't been with my girlfriend as long. I've been with my girlfriend for, I think it's been about 8 months now. Actually, not quite 8 months, but almost. And honestly, we haven't played a lot of video games. Like, we just realized this, like, maybe a week or two ago, where we were like, we haven't played many games. Like, we've watched a lot of anime and a lot of Netflix. Mm-hmm. And I kind of got her on the anime wave, so... That's what
she watched by herself now.
No, she's not there yet. She does watch Attack on Titan with a friend, but she's not out there watching by herself. And frankly, I don't want her to watch by herself, because what if she watches some stuff that I haven't seen yet? And then we're going to have a problem. You know what I mean?
She started spoiling it. She's like, hey, did you know?
Yeah, I'm going to be like, hold up. But, you know, maybe I will recommend her pick up an anime to watch on her own. But generally, I'm not opposed to rewatching stuff. So, anyways, in terms of games, though, we played Overcooked early on. That was a good time. But that was just like a one-off thing. We played a little bit of The Wolf Among Us. That was a one-off thing. Mm. And
great game, by the way.
Yeah, like, she's talked to me about, like, wanting to watch me play more games. The one game that we did play was Portal. And I basically kind of was her instructor as she played through the entire thing. And I think we got through the whole game in a day, or maybe it was 2 days. I can't remember. Dang. But I mean, the game is pretty short, but, yeah, we played the entirety of Portal. She beat the whole thing. She did really well. And I think that was the first little taste of gaming that I gave to her. And she's now playing through Firewatch. I think she's pretty close to beating that. And she basically was playing that while I was trying to beat Kingdom Hearts this past weekend. So there's that, and I think we're gonna start playing a lot more games together, whether it's like you said, her watching me or me trying to get her to play a couple things, or us playing like some co-op stuff. She did say she wanted to watch me play Spider-Man, but and you know, who doesn't want to watch Spider-Man? I mean, that game is freaking amazing. But I think she seems more interested into like a more lifelike, realistic game. She seemed really intrigued by Death Stranding, which, uh-oh, I mean, like, who isn't? You know what I'm saying?
Send her to the subreddit. let her become a conspiracy theorist.
Will I even cop that game? I don't know. We'll see in 2025. But yeah, she watched the opening of Red Dead Redemption 2 with me as well. She watched as I played the introduction to that. I think she really liked that, and she was also pretty interested by Days Gone. So she likes the more realistic, kind of raw, like, real-world type games. So I'm going to see. I'm thinking about playing Shadow of the Colossus with her.
Oof. That's
I think,
or you need to hop, but that's a great
game. I think that's going to be my next game regardless, but I think it'd be fun for us to kind of experience that together. So, I'm working on it. I'm working on playing more games with her, but, you know, we got too many Netflix series to watch, so.
Of course.
So we'll dwindle those down, and then we'll get into the gaming stage, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, do you have any games that you, like, are looking forward to? Like, I really want Angelique to see this, or I really want to play this with her, or X, Y, and Z.
I guess, like, looking forward, I'm trying to, like, you know, think of, like, some of the upcoming games. Definitely not any competitive games.
Right.
Because we get a little heated, you know.
Oh, no.
I mean, I feel like I don't get heated. Cause, like, you know, obviously I have the experience. I've been playing since I was a wee toddler.
Since you were in diapers.
She doesn't have that. So then I don't want her to, like, you know, feel like I'm just, like, putting the hurt on her.
Yeah,
like,
I feel you that.
Know? You know, I'm not trying to disrespect my woman, obviously. We don't disrespect in this household.
No
competitive games. Definitely, I prefer cooperative games. But I feel like sometimes, you know, she's just trying to relax and just, like, watch me do some stuff.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, like, just off, like, straight off the dome, I'm thinking Animal Crossing might be, like, the new, like, you know, like, hopefully, because I know she expressed, like, hey, she used to play it back in the day. Personally, I never had a GameCube, so I technically didn't play it, but I did play it via other means in the recent past. So I'm excited to play this new Animal Crossing. I want to see the hubbub.
Okay.
New main series game. That's my, I guess it's like, I might have another game, but I'll dwell on it a little bit and let you go.
So I also forgot to mention we're working on Undertale as well. That's another game we have in progress. I think we're pretty close to finishing that as well. So,
hey, bro, we'll see where that goes. I forgot you were even playing that game.
You did what?
I said, I forgot you were even playing that game.
Oh, yeah. It's a good time. I haven't picked it up in a while, but Undertale's a good time. I don't know. I'm hoping one day we can sit down and just have a nice, wholesome session of Minecraft where we make a nice little town and a nice little home. That'd be a good time. But other than that, future games, like, I don't know, like, because there's not a lot of co-op games out in terms of games that I just want to experience. But Animal Crossing obviously is a good one, but that's also a game that I'm probably not going to wait for her to swing around or, like, us to, like, link up for me to play, you know. Right. I'm probably going to be playing that 24/7.
Of course, you don't have it on you all the time.
Yeah, I think it's still TBD, honestly. There's a lot of, like, smaller indie games that could be fun to play through, but honestly, like, in terms of the lineup this year, it's like I don't even know really what's coming out. If we're being real, like,
I don't know any, like, cooperative games that are coming out this year.
Yeah. So, I mean, maybe I'll look in my backlog and we'll pick one of the older games to pick up. But I don't know. So I'm gonna do something. I'm gonna call up Amanda right now. Let's see.
Gonna call her right now.
Call her on the phone.
On the podcast.
If she answers, we'll see what game she wants to play. The next game she wants to play. She might say Spider-Man, but if it's not Spider-Man, I want to know.
Get the might as well get the source right from the source. You know what I'm saying? The opinion from the source. That was what I was trying to say, but I butchered it.
The opinion from the source. I thought you were going to say right from the horse's mouth.
Yeah, exactly.
She's not answering. What's going on here?
Dang, where is she?
Is she dead?
I mean,
she put me on voicemail? What is this?
Bro, she says she busy, man. She's a...
Or maybe it just went to voicemail automatically. I don't know.
Who knows?
All right, well, I feel you. Is Angelique around?
She's not with me right now. You want me to call her?
Yeah, call her up. See what she says.
I'll call her up. Should I put her on speakerphone? Hold on. Put her on that young speaker.
Oh, wait.
Oh.
Amanda's calling back.
Oh, hold on. Well, we'll just get them both on the call. Hi, love. We got you on the podcast here. We're talking, discussing our our Valentine's Day episode, and we want to know, what game do you want to play next? You don't know. What does that mean?
What's that game that y'all played that I liked watching?
That game we played together. Anthem. Anthem, that's right.
Dang.
Yeah, I liked watching that one, but I wouldn't want to play it.
Okay.
Dang. Maybe so
we might have to put
Some work in on that boss. We'll get our revenge.
Yes, definitely, definitely. I know you can't hear Joseph right now, but it's okay. He's saying we're gonna get revenge on that boss that we got.
She'll hear it on the podcast.
By. Yeah, you'll hear it on the episode. You'll be in the episode.
No.
Oh, too late. I'm editing this.
It's too late. You consented already when you answered.
That's facts. Sorry, that's facts.
I was napping.
Oh, I'm so sorry for waking you up.
Dang,
I'm a bad boyfriend.
Waking her up Valentine's 2 days before Valentine's Day. Somebody call the cops on this man.
I know. No, we're in the middle of it. We're in the thick of it. We're probably like maybe 2/3, 3/4 of the way. But we're about to get hot back into it.
Nice.
All right, I will talk to you later.
All right, bye.
Bye.
All right, round two.
There you have it.
Round two. So we got Anthem. Let's see what Amanda got here. Hey, what's up?
Hi.
What are you doing?
What am I doing?
Yeah.
I'm just watching stuff.
Oh, you're on the podcast right now. I got a question for you.
Yeah. Woo.
Oh, my God.
What game are you most looking forward to playing together? Or not necessarily playing together, but either you watching me play or us playing together, or you playing. Can you have options?
Options. Games coming out. Give her Animal Crossing.
I mean, you know, you said you wanted to see Spider-Man. You got Animal Crossing coming out soon on the Nintendo Switch.
Days Gone.
You got Days Gone, the guy with the motorcycle that you saw the trailer for. I don't know if I'm actually buying that, but I guess if you want to see it, we can arrange something. we also have Undertale. We got... all those games that we haven't completed, Firewatch, let me know. Give me an answer here. The people want to know.
I really want to see or play Spider-Man.
You want to see? All right. I knew you were going to say that. So if you had a second answer, what would it be?
Dang, man.
I guess finish Undertale.
All right. Hey, Undertale. Why you sound Undertale. Like you're, you're taking a quiz?
I don't know. What is it for?
It's for the podcast. It's a Valentine's Day special.
Podcast.
Okay. Well, you could have warned me.
No, there's no warnings out here.
Surprise visit from the love doctors.
She said hi. I don't know if you heard that.
Oh, hi, Amanda.
He said hi. I don't know if you can hear that. You'll hear it on the podcast. I hope this picks up on the mic. Well, anyway.
No, I can hear it. You good to go.
Thank you for... being our first call-in. Well, actually, you're our second call-in. Arson called his girlfriend first. I mean, you didn't answer. You had a chance.
I'm sorry, Amanda. Right
after. Yeah, it was just like things were moving really fast. You know what I'm saying?
So, oh, no.
Don't worry. Next time we got you. Okay. Well, Arson woke his girlfriend up from a nap, so we're all taking L's today.
Okay.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye.
Oh, we got another update from the head honcho Angelique. She says Sims 4. We've been playing Sims 4 recently. She's really into it. She just likes drama, you know.
Dang.
She just likes to take care of the family. She's like, we got to have a big old family. I'm like, bro, I'm not trying to take care of 5 kids.
Dang. Who has the time? Yeah. I mean, let's be real. Dang. So there you go. There you have it.
Yeah.
We got Anthem, and we got Spider-Man, and we got Undertale. And I feel like I spoon-fed my answers, but that's okay.
What more do you need?
So yeah, I'm pretty excited about I'm pretty excited about getting Amanda more into video games. What was your strategy? Since Angelique wasn't a gamer, what was your strategy? Was she just like, yeah, I mean, I understand this is how it's going to be.
Pure persistence. Just never give up. Remember that.
Okay.
If they say no, then you just got to accept it. Because you have to, we believe in consent on this
podcast. Yeah, no means no, baby boy.
No does mean no.
Especially on the 14th.
Your girlfriend playing, oh, especially on the 14th. In case of your girlfriend playing, or boyfriend, or significant other playing video games, you can ask him as many times as you want. Big facts. As long as it doesn't threaten to end your relationship. That's all. That's all I have to say.
I'm going
to
keep it a buck. If it does threaten to end your relationship, keep pushing, bro. Keep pushing. There's some things more valuable than love. And let me tell you what is. God of War on the PS4 right there.
Oh, that's true.
Only the love you need. The love that the developers put into that game is the only love you need. You know what I'm saying?
The love that Kratos has for boys.
If she doesn't love Kratos, then she doesn't love you. Let's keep it about everybody. And that's the facts for Valentine's Day. You know what I'm saying, boy?
Oh, my goodness. Big facts.
Big facts. what the hell was I even talking about?
I have no idea.
To wrap it up here, what game, if you have one game to recommend to every couple, or most couples, 99.9% of couples, what game would you recommend them to play, on Valentine's Day, or just as a couple? What do you think will give, most couples the most enjoyment, when they're playing together?
Okay. This is easy for me, I believe. I feel like we've got, you know, Valentine's Day coming up.
Uh-huh.
I'm a big fan of, you know, couch co-op games.
Okay.
I think, you know, when you're playing, when you're snuggled up with your boo thing,
okay,
you got to be playing something together. You can't be playing against nothing. You want to, you know, be involved together.
Okay.
You want to play together. So I'm thinking, boom, Kirby.
Oh.
Which Kirby you want to play? I don't care. I mean, I don't think you can play the first one because I don't think that one has multiplayer. But Kirby, just play yourself a nice little Kirby game. Go ahead and throw that thing up on the screen. Go ahead and get in there. Kirby ain't hard. Like, I ain't never died in a Kirby game. Dang. I'll be honest with you. I probably have when I was a child. But I'm going to go ahead and lie on this podcast. I've never died.
He's never died.
In a Kirby game.
Dang, you heard it here first, guys. He's never died.
I have never died in a Kirby game. So I definitely think that it's an easy game, regardless of, you know, who you're playing with. All they got to do is press left, right, jump, and suck.
Oh, nah.
I mean,
happy Valentine's Day, like, you know what I'm saying? Left jump and suck.
Exactly. You feel me? That's all you got to do. So definitely recommend, I recommend the Kirby series just because, like, it's just a very easily accessible game as long as you have, like, a Nintendo console. And, yeah, they got the new one. I think the new one's on Switch, right? Star Allies or some nonsense like that.
I ain't copping.
Yeah, you don't have to cop.
Wait, but, are you saying it's already out or it's going to be out?
I'm pretty sure that thing came out, like mid last year or something. It's just, like,
that's not a good sign.
I mean, it got, oh wait, that's on Best Buy. It got a 4.6 out of 5.
Yikes.
Heck yeah.
It's probably all right, if we're being real.
Yes, I feel like it's good, but, like, it's nothing. It's because Kirby is Kirby. They haven't really done anything to revolutionize the series. Like, yeah. You know, it's,
left jump,
I'm not
up
getting into the Kirby politics right now, okay? You go ahead and go give your recommendation.
Dang. Honestly, if y'all really want to impress your shoddies out there, if y'all want to have a little nice Italian pasta for dinner, you guys get a little golden flaked ice cream for dessert, and then you guys come home, you guys want a little relaxation, and what is it, rest and relaxation, you know what I'm saying? All y'all gotta do is boot up pretty much any consoles, because this game is multi-platform. Can I hear from the folks in the back, multi-platform?
Uh-oh.
No. This is a legit game right here, guys. And that game that I'm gonna suggest to everybody is Fortnite. No, I'm just kidding. I'm gonna suggest The Walking Dead series. Rip to Telltale Studios. Rip to Telltale Studios, because we know they're no more. But
yeah, shout out to them one time.
This is not a complicated game. There's basically no game mechanics in it at all, besides walking around and inspecting items. But the story is very riveting. It's almost like you're watching a goddamn movie. You get to make decisions on the fly, so it's really fun. being with your significant other and like either taking turns deciding on what you guys are trying to play, or trying to discuss it in the heat of the moment while the clock is ticking down what response you guys want to do, and building your own narrative together. I think that's pretty cool. We started Wolf Among Us, and maybe for Valentine's Day we'll put a little time into Wolf Among Us, you know what I mean?
Okay,
so we'll see. But yeah, I know for a fact that the Walking Dead series is a fantastic series, and I think it's a great couple game, you know what I'm saying? So if you guys are really trying to get lucky tonight, go ahead, or not tonight, on the 4th. I guess it is tonight, because this is dropping on Valentine's Day. If y'all trying to get lucky tonight, yes, go ahead and get lucky with that goddamn PS4/Xbox One/Xbox 360/PS3/PC, because it's on all of them. Is it on Switch too? No, I don't think so.
Not yet, I don't think so.
Well, cop it on all those other systems, and have a good time with your special one. You know what I'm saying?
I got 4 seasons out, y'all. You know, you're literally just like watching. It's like watching a better version of the TV show, I feel like.
Oh, all right. Let's keep it real. That's exactly what it is. That's exactly what it is, my guy.
We speak facts on the Love Podcast, okay?
The Lover Podcast. Let's go.
Dang. TBT to our previous podcast adventures that we had. You know, shout out Annie. Shout out Doug. You know.
Dang. Why are we shouting these people out?
I'm just shouting them out to the whatchamacallit? What was that podcast?
What was the old podcast called?
The first one was the Midnight Soundbite.
Shout out to Midnight Soundbite. Go to SoundCloud and look up those episodes.
Yeah, look that up. Then it was Benefits with
Friends. Benefits with Friends. Go to SoundCloud and list that one up.
Yes.
Dang, I feel like your voice got really deep for a second there.
Yeah, I did like a weird, like, I don't want to get into it.
All right, guys. Thank you, guys. You don't want to get into a lot of stuff today, boy. Thank you guys for listening to Player Player. If you enjoyed it, please subscribe to us on your podcasting platform of choice. Rate us 5 stars on iTunes and tell your friends and significant other about us. If you want updates about our upcoming future episodes and giveaways, follow us on @PlayerPlayerPod on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And I think I'm going to become a little more active on Twitter, especially. Instagram, okay. I mean, okay. We ain't really. We're a goddamn voice, audio, media branded show. How many images do we got? You know what I'm saying? And Facebook, we're not 50 years old. You know what I'm saying? We do got the logo, and I posted it many a times. But I think I'm gonna post a little more on Twitter. So boot up your old Twitter apps and follow us at Player Player Pod on that bad boy. But until next time, guys. And hold up. Shout out to all my single folk. You know what I'm saying?
Ooh, the single folks.
Staying single. And doing a lot of mingling. I don't know, man. There ain't nothing wrong with being single. Go ahead and boot up Tinder for the 14th only, you know what I'm saying? Spit a little game, have a nice little date, then ghost them, because, you know, that's how we do it in 2019, you know what I'm saying? So Ghostface Killers out there for February 14th, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I don't know what I'm talking about on this podcast. I am too tired. So yeah, without further ado, guys, this podcast is ending right now. Oh, and until next time, guys, keep gaming.
Man, we happy off that love juice, huh?
Boy. Yeah.